Okay, let's get going again. Okay, Genesis 6:11. So I explained the first verb, which is a conjunction. We can translate it and or and then, something like that.
我们刚刚讲到那个创世纪六章十一节，在希伯来文的圣经里面呢，第一个字是一个介系词，可以把它当作是以及来说，并且来说。
And then you have the word Haaretz, which we translate as the earth, or can also mean the world.
第二个字呢，就是讲的呢，可以讲说是地球，也是说就是这个世界。
Which is an interesting word. Okay, it always starts off with an article. In English, we've got article.
就是冠词哈，就是第二个字是一个冠词，就像一个的那个 a 或者 an 或者 the 是冠词。
Okay. And in Hebrew, you have the same. We have article. So this is ha, which we translate as da.
所以在希伯来文呢，那个像个么的这个一个宝盖的这个字呢，它的意思其实就是一个冠词。
It's this word here. Okay, you see they have the ha, and then you got the aretz. So aretz can mean earth, it can mean world, it can mean land.
希伯来文是从右读到左，好，所以它的第二个字呢。就是世界也可以被翻译成地球。
Now we see it when God created the heavens and the earth. In Genesis chapter 1, we have the word Haaretz. He created the earth. So there is used for earth.
创世纪前面一开始讲说神创造了这个地球，地啊，就是用这个字。
But it can also just mean the land. Often you see somebody, they're up the top of a mountain and they're looking out over the land. And it's the same word, Haaretz.
那如果呢，有一个人爬到山顶上去看到整个地，那个也会用这个字。
Okay, so it sort of the meaning is really quite broad.
所以这个意思呢，这字的意思还蛮多元的。
But it's an important word to know and to know the meaning. Here we have the earth corrupting itself. We're going to see it's corrupting itself. This is a reference to all the living beings, and especially the Nephilim.
而这边在讲说这个世界呢，它自己毁坏了。那这个讲的世界呢，就变成是连人类都被一起算进去了，就不只是地而已了。
And we're going to understand that it's the Nephilim and actually the humans that made the bad decisions as well. For example, the human woman that decided to marry the angels, the fathers of the daughters that allowed the daughters to get married, all of these are adding to the corruption of the human race.
而说这个整个世界呢，都全部毁坏了。他其实讲的是人去下了很多错误的决定，而错误的决定以至于这个世界毁坏了。而这些错误的决定，包括那些女儿们要嫁给那些堕落天使或者是拿弗林，那以及呢那些父亲们居然让他们的女儿可以嫁给堕落天使或拿弗林，这些都是一些错误的决定。那就造成了这个世界自己毁坏了。
Yeah, now just to see where we're going with all this, we'll read through the whole verse here. It says the earth was corrupt before God, and the earth was also, or the earth was filled with violence. And we're going to have a look at this word here as well. It says violence, but really it means unrighteousness.
好，就是如果我们完全来看英文的这个翻译啊，这一条翻译其实是真正的是从希伯来文翻过来的，每一个字都很直接。他说这个世界呢，同时呢，它都在上帝之前呢，它毁坏了，而且呢，这个世界呢是充满了。这边有一个翻译的字，有一个英文字，它是说叫做等于是 violence， 充满了暴力。但实际上，那个暴力的意思是
，It's actually unrighteousness，
是不正不公义。Is Hebrews is unrighteous.
Unrighteous.
Unrighteous. 好，就是希伯来文它的意思就是不公义。
Yeah. So we have a look at the important words in this verse, and then we can really see what it means.
所以我们如果以希伯来文原文来很认真的去解这个经的话，我们才能真正得到它这个圣经要讲的真正的意思。
Because the problem is, like you see a word where it says, and the earth was filled with violence, for example, this gives you the impression, and this is what I learned at Sunday school as a kid, the reason it was a flood was because people were fighting each other. Well, violence implies that people are fighting, right?
You're saying if we read this...
Well, in the English, you can see in the English, it says the earth was filled with violence, but the word is not violence.
就是如果你是按照英文的翻译来看说哇，充满了暴力，那你会以为那个时候人是互相在打斗的。
And that's what I was told at Sunday school. We went to church as a young kid. And you see in the children's books about the flood, people were fighting. And then saying, God said, oh, that's enough. I'm going to put a big flood on the world.
听说他在小时候去主日学的时候啊，学到了圣经的绘本啊，会看到那个一堆人互相在打架，然后呢，上帝呢就说啊，你们这么样的充满暴力，我就要把世界给毁了。那都是从英文的圣经翻译里面让人有的一个想法。
And that's why they wrote those children's storybooks like that, was because that's what the English Bible said.
这就是为什么这些孩子们他所读的这种小朋友圣经是这样画的。那是因为圣经的翻译用了这个暴力这个字。
I never heard anybody teach about the concept about the Nephilim and the fallen angels and the corruption of mankind until I heard the Colonel teach about that. And then it all made sense.
而在上校牧师教导听之前，他从来没有听到任何人说圣经里面讲的暴力是不公义这个意思。
I've heard a lot of pastors teach about Noah and they tried to teach about the flood and none of them mentioned anything about you know, these fallen angels and the Nephilim and it's mentioned right in the first verse of the chapter 6.
他所过去所听到的这个创世纪第六章里面呢，讲到洪水呢，也都没有人去教导说原来是因为人类的肉体被这些堕落天使跟人类结合生了一堆拿佛灵而把这个人类的基因都毁坏这件事从来没有人讲可是其实在创世纪第六章一开始就讲了
It teaches right from Genesis chapter 6:1 all the way through to verse 4 yeah, It's talking about the angels, the fallen angels and their relations with the woman
从创世纪第六章的一节到第四节就在讲的是那些堕落天使跟人类的女儿发生关系然后生了拿佛灵这些都讲了可是却没有人去解释这一块
Okay, so anyway, we'll go get on to the next word now because we're just looking at this one word at a time. Daniel, I have this word here, shachat. And it actually has two main meanings depending on the way it's written in the Hebrew because you can add things to the front it's like a prefix and a suffix and the meaning will change. We call this the root stem or the root verb.
从希伯来文看这个字的话它是有所谓的字根跟主要的字
It's like in English you might have a word like walk and that's the main stem and then you have walking and walked and did walk things like that so,
就如果是一个动词来讲的话就英文的走它会有 walk W-A-L-K 或者 W-A-L-K-I-N-G 等等的就它会有词态的变化
So when you do see it in the Bible, and we're going to see this four times actually in the space of three verses, it changes a little bit from each verse. So the actual, the form of the verb changes, but it's the same word.
就在这一光是这一段里面就会看到这个他用的动词呢它的词态被几度的改变。
Okay, but the basic meaning, there's two main meanings, and one is corrupt, and the other is destroy.
这个字的主要的意思呢一个就是毁坏或者是败坏
And usually if it's corrupt it's in what we call the Niphil stem in the Hebrew It makes it a passive So it means was corrupted
如果讲到败坏呢就是有点是用被动词的意思
Yeah but not necessarily but usually And then destroy is usually as an active verb Active means somebody is destroying something
毁坏的话就比较像是主动词就是有人哦把一个东西给毁坏了
And it's quite a common word in scripture So you see this I think it's about 160 times all up In the Old Testament This word appears about 160 times
so, 这个字呢在圣经里面呢这个毁坏或败坏呢几乎出现了好像160次哦这个字还常被用它只是在词态上面常常改变是主动的或被动的
So it's a fairly common word which helps us to understand We can look at other versesAnd see what is the real meaning of this word.
因为他写了那么多，圣经用了这么多次，一百六十几次，所以呢，你就更能够理解说这个动词它真正的意义是什么。
Okay, and I'll give you some examples of how this word is used.
那听要给几个例子，看这个字是怎么被用的。
For example, in Exodus 8:24,
出埃及记八章二十四节。
This is during the swarms or the plagues that had come over Egypt.God was punishing Egypt because the Pharaoh would not let the Hebrew people go.
这个地方呢，就是在当那个 法老呢不让以色列人离开埃及的时候呢，上帝就要来处罚埃及。
Now you can see in the English here, it says in the Old King James, we have it translated as corrupted. Now this is the word shachad that we have on the board. It says the land was corrupted because of the flies, the swarms of flies. There's all these flies all over the land. And the world, the natural system was corrupted.
在这个地方呢，就是当这个就是神要处罚的方式呢，就是让大群的苍蝇进入法老的宫殿和他陈仆的房屋，所以就是整个埃及都遍布了苍蝇而败坏了，就是用一个被动的概念。
So that was the old King James version. They said it was corrupted. In the new King James version, they use the word destroyed. So again, it depends on how the translators want to translate it. But both is probably okay.
有趣的是呢，就是詹姆士国王的旧的版本是用败坏这个动词，可是新詹姆士国王的版本的圣经呢，就用了摧毁这个词。
Yeah.
所以不管是你要用摧毁或者是败坏，动词或被动词，它其实意思是差不多的。
But actually, when you look at the context, when nature is being sort of changed, you'd almost say like nature is being corrupted. You know, corrupt means things are being changed around, and the environment, the natural environment cycles, the agricultural cycles, for example, they are corrupted or they're destroyed, so they can no longer do their normal farming processes, I guess.
因为这个地方在讲的是那个整个自然的状态，就是大自然的规律被破坏了。好，所以他就没有办法去按照正常的方式运行了，所以他的这个不管说是败坏或毁坏，他的重点是在于这个大自然界。
OK, so the next example we have Deuteronomy 4:16.
好，我们现在到生命记四章十六节。
This is going to have the word shachat here again. In verse 15, and before then, he's saying, obey my commands.
好，前面呢，第四章十五节就是说，要服从我的命令。
Now, that's just summarizing.
然后呢，再到第四章十六节。
Okay. And he says, lest you corrupt yourselves. Here we have the word shakat again.
就是等于说，唯恐你们败坏自己。
And make yourselves a graven image of any figure.
而且呢，就不要雕刻，就是等于说你败坏自己，是因为雕刻偶像，仿佛什么男像、女像。
Now remember, in the Ten Commandments, the second commandment is that you shall not make idols, you shall not make religious statues.
在这个十诫，就是摩西的十诫里面呢的第二条就已经讲说，我们不可以去做任何的偶像，或者是这种就塑像。
In the first commandment, it says, you shall have no other gods except Jehovah your God.
因为十诫的第一条就是说你们除了耶和华不能有其他的神。
And then the second commandment is, don't make statues of any other image, really.
然后呢，第二条就是说不要有任何其他的偶像的形象，不能去创造任何宗教性的任何的偶像去做像这个事情。
A lot of religions make a big issue about their statues, and that you have to go to these statues and bow down to these statues and you'll be blessed.
在其他的很多宗教里面都一直在强调他们的偶像，他们的那个佛像、神像的这些啊，然后你要对这个神像做膜拜。
Yeah, it's interesting, in the Catholic religion, they have lots of statues in the Catholic religion, like they have statues of Mary and statues of Jesus and statues of Moses and angels and everything.
有趣的事情是天主教呢，他们做了一堆像，不管是玛利亚的像啊，这个保罗的像啊，各种圣徒的像。
And they say they follow the same Bible as the Protestants, more or less.
而他们也认为他们跟这些基督徒是一样，都是用同样的圣经的。
But you know, there's slight differences, but they say theirs is the true Bible, and the Protestant Bible is not the right Bible.
他们基本上他们认为说天主教的圣经才是真正的圣经。
But scriptural analysis, when you analyze the Ten Commandments, you know, we know what Moses wrote 3,000 years ago.
而但是大家都知道在三千年前摩西在写这个十诫的时候。
But you go to a Catholic Bible and they've taken that verse out. They don't have it in their Bibles.
大家都知道摩西写的十诫有这个第二条，不要做任何偶像。可是呢，天主教居然把这个十诫里面的第二条拿掉。
I first noticed that when I was in the Philippines. They had a roundabout in town, and there was a statue on the roundabout of one of their saints.
在一个圆环, 就他们路上有个大圆环的中间呢, 就有一个很重要的一个圣徒的像。
And then down below at the base of the statue, they had written the Ten Commandments.
然后呢, 在这个圣徒的像下面呢, 很清楚地把十诫列出来。
And it's interesting here, I've put them up on the screen here, that Exodus 20, that's where you find the Ten Commandments.
我们先看我们现在用的圣经上面的十诫是什么。
See, the first commandment starts off in verse 3. He says, you shall have no gods before me. He says, I'm the number one God.
出埃及记的20章3节里面的那一条就是十诫的第一条。你应该不可以有其他的,除我之外,其他的神。
And then in the next verse, that's verse 4, but this is actually the second commandment. It says, you shall not make to yourselves any graven image. And I'll give you the Chinese there. So this is the second commandment here.
然后第二条呢, 就是出埃及记的20章第4节, 不可为自己雕刻偶像。
Okay, and the reason was because Satan is very clever and he can get people to bow down to statues because these statues represent false gods, and then Satan can bless those people thinking that their false gods are blessing them.
因为呢, 撒旦是很聪明的哦。 他呢很希望说我们人呢做了一些像，然后呢大家对那个像去膜拜啦，然后撒旦呢就听到了这个大家的愿望啊，他就让这个人得到那个愿望的时候呢，这个人他就会一直不断的去向这个假神去膜拜。So
even like the Catholics, if you have a statue of Jesus, and they say, well, Jesus is our Savior, so you know, we have to make a statue of Jesus. You'd have people going to the statue and asking for blessings, and Satan will bless those people. And those people are being, they think they're being blessed because they bowed to the statue, not because they're following God's plan.
所以呢, 在天主教也一样啊, 当他们把这个耶稣基督的像放在教堂里面, 然后大家去跟这个像去许愿啊, 然后那个撒旦就给这些人 他们期待的祝福啊，然后结果这些人就以为是他们跟这个像膜拜所得到的好好的结果。
See, Satan has a lot of influence. He can bless people in many ways.
撒旦其实有很多种方法可以去给这些人好处，给他们祝福。
But the idea is to distract them from the one true God. If people are bowing down to idols and statues for their blessing, for them it's like, this is easy, this is a shortcut to blessings, rather than learning the word of God and obeying God. See, bowing down to statues is really easy, right?
那撒旦为什么要这样做呢? 他就是为了要让这些信徒们走捷径, 然后就经由去跟这个神像去祈祷去求祝福求许愿然后就得到了很多好处那大家就不会去真正的去学习神要让我们学习的这些计划。
But anyway, I don't know what stage it happened in the Catholic history, but they obviously had people that liked to bow down to statues, and so they decided we need to change the Ten Commandments, and they took out the Second Commandment.
不知道发生什么事，但很显然的是，他们在看到大家喜欢去膜拜偶像的情况下，天主教呢就把这个十诫的第二诫给拿掉。So what's the substitute?
I was just going to get to that. So what happens is within our number 10 commandment, I think it's the last one here that they do it. This is in Exodus 20:17.
那我们来看一下第出埃及记20章17节呢，是十诫里的第十条。
And this here, I think it's Exodus 17, which is the 10th commandment, the last commandment. But this is all one commandment here. But the Catholics split that into two.
Oh, 所以呢, 天主教呢, 他们拿掉了第二条, 却把原本的第十条呢, 很长的第十条, 切成两条, 所以加起来还有十条。
Okay. Yeah, so in the English, for example, it says, you shall not covet, which means you shall not want for your neighbor's things, nor covet his wife. But and that's all one command, but they split it up into two.
So the neighbor's house is one thing,
yeah, and
the neighbor's wife is another thing.
Or there's other things there as well, but they split that all up. So they managed to get 10 commandments again.
好，所以他不可贪恋人的房屋。 也不可贪恋人的妻子，这本来是同一条的，他把它切开来两条。
They're fairly clever, but actually at the same time they're very stupid because they're rebelling against God.
所以看起来很聪明哈，好像没问题，但实际上很笨，因为他等于是完全要背逆神的意志。
Okay, but that brings us back to Deuteronomy 4:16. So that was the verse we're looking at where people were being corrupted. See, they were worshipping idols, corrupting themselves and worshipping idols.
好，所以呢，我们再回到这个第四章十六节，就唯恐你们败坏自己，雕刻偶像，仿佛什么男像女像。
What we see happening is people are being corrupted first.They're acting corruptly, which, you know, that comes from thinking corruptly. So in their souls are corrupt, and that's why they're worshipping these idols.
所以其实这个次序是这样的，因为他自己脑子里啊，就已经毁坏了，所以他们才会去对这些偶像去崇拜。
This is a reflexive voice. They're doing it to themselves. It's actually a reflexive voice in the Hebrew.And that really means that they're doing it to themselves.
这个句子在希伯来文里面其实就有一点是说他败坏他自己的，所以他是自己把自己给败坏的。
How do you corrupt yourself?
但你如何让你自己败坏？
Any time that you are ignoring the word of God and you're sucking in the lies of Satan's plan, you know, all the lies about human philosophy and human religions and things like this,or following your sin nature, all of these kinds, they're twisting your soul against the truth.
就是说自己败坏，它其实就是因为你不愿意顺服于神，然后呢，你就会吸进其他属于撒旦的一些计划，好，包括这些人类的宗教啦，或者一些哲学啦，好，一些就是完全不属神的观念。但是如果你有神有告诉你的，你要先拒绝了。你就会去吸到这些坏的东西。
See, God designed our souls to operate on truth.
神呢，他所设计我们的魂，他其实是顺着真理而运作的。
And if your soul is operating on truth, which means you're learning truth, that's learning the Bible, and you're putting into your soul and you're applying it, that's where you're happy and stable, able to make good decisions in life.
如果我们呢是按照神的设计，让我们的魂是学习真理，而且是顺服于真理，而且去跟着真理来运行的时候，我们人是在一种最稳定、平静、平安的状态。
But remember, one of the components of the soul, when God designed your soul, He also gave you free will.
因为神在设计我们的魂的时候呢，好，他也给了我们自由意志。
That means you make decisions.
所以你是可以自己下决定的。
And you know, we make decisions all the time. Are we going to be obedient to God or not? Or, you know, are we going to ignore God and God's plan?
而我们呢，每天都在下决定呢，都是要决定说我要顺服于神，还是不顺服于神的计划。
The thing is, any time you disobey God and His plan, your soul is becoming corrupted, and you're doing it to yourself.
所以当每一次呢，你决定不顺服于神。的计划的时候，你的魂就被败坏了，所以你等于是自己在败坏你自己的魂。
It's interesting when you get to the book of James, that's in the New Testament. In the first chapter of James, he talks about these people that are, he calls them dipsoukos in the Greek. Dipsoukos means literally double soul. They have two souls. In the book of James, so he uses this word that these people that are rebelling against God.Or they have rebelled against God. They have a split soul, a split personality.
在雅各书里面呢，有一种说法，就是当人呢，他要不顺服于神，就是背逆于神的时候呢，他会变成有两个魂，两个性格。
Like a double personality.
就像好像那种双重人格，对。
Most of us have some kind of a split personality in a way. You think one thing and you do something else.Or you've got some side of you that you don't like, perhaps, or you've got guilt, regret, all those kind of things, like having a double soul.
因为像我们有的时候呢，想法是这样，但做法又另外一套，或者你有一些你自己不愿意去面对、承认的一些，把它藏在内在的那种一些心态。 好，那都是好像是那种双重人格的状态。
Most people, until they can start growing spiritually and become a mature believer, there's some kind of a conflict going on in their soul.
当我们成为一个成熟的属灵的人之前，我们总是会有一些我们在魂里面是互相抵触矛盾的一些人格。
And in fact, if you have any kind of, you know, maybe there's some bitterness, there's hatred towards a person, you've got anger in your soul towards, could even be the government or something like that, bad memories, all of these kind of things lead to this split personality. You're corrupting your soul.
就是当我们有苦毒，有那种愤怒，然后有一些那种
yeah, bitterness or anger, Jealousy, maybe.
比如说你 有一些嫉妒，就是一些负面的一些状态的时候，你基本上都会进入一种好像人格有点点矛盾的状态。
Yeah, so, but this corruption takes on many forms.
所以这种所谓败坏，魂的败坏其实有非常多的形式。
Okay, and in Deuteronomy chapter 4, it's talking about people removing themselves away from God's plan and then making idols as a substitute because they left their God and now they're making a graven image, it says here, basically making statues and worshipping them.
那这边呢又讲到就是说当我们去雕刻神像、偶像，然后呢去变成这个不管是男像或女像，那基本上我们也是在败坏我们自己。
Okay, so that's another example of how we see the word corrupt or shachat being used.
所以这个又是另外一个讲败坏或毁坏的一个字，这个字的一个例子。
Okay, now we're going to go to Psalms 53:1-2.
我们现在看诗篇53篇。
Okay, we'll have a look at it in the English first. Depending on the Bibles, they actually split the verses up differently. So you might, some of you might have the word corrupt in verse 2. But in this version of the Bible, the modern King James version, the word corrupt here is actually in verse 1. Sometimes it comes in verse 2.
在这个地方呢，也用到了这个败坏这个字啊，但是可能有些人的圣经是在53篇的第一节，有些人呢是在53篇的第二节。
Okay. In the English here it says, the fool has said in his heart there is no God.
好，这边讲说那个愚蠢的人呢，他们在心中说没有神。
In Psalms 14:1 we see the same thing.
在诗篇14章第一节也有讲到这个事。
That's a very important concept. You know, basically God is saying, if you don't believe in me, you're stupid.
这个是一个很重要的一个概念啊，基本上神是说呢，你不相信我，你就是笨蛋。
Yeah, because God has shown himself through all of the glories of nature and the glories of the heavens and everything, human existence, he's shown that he exists.
因为神呢已经显现给我们看这个大自然的那种绚烂，好，还有也让我们知道天堂的多么的美好。那如果你不相信有神，
And
what, 那你就很笨啊。
These people are called atheists.
这个称之为无神论者。
What happens when people become atheists is they have no absolutes. There's no sort of anchor or no guidance in their life.
所谓的无神论者就是他基本上在他的人生里面是没有任何可以引导他的。
And they think they can do what they want because they're not responsible to God.
因为他们会觉得他们自己是对他们自己负责的，所以他们对神是没有任何的责任感的。
And they act corruptly. That's what it's saying in the verse here.
所以他们的行为就好像被毁坏的一样。
Okay, we're going to have to stop again. Let's have another, just a 5-minute break, I guess, and then we'll come back.
我们再休息5分钟回来。